Know me, reflect me. In Psalm 119, verse 25, we read, My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Dearly beloved, writes Peter, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. While Jesus himself implores us, Abide in me. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that I may know him. Little children, I am your Father. I am walking beside you and behind you, for I am the way. This is the way. Walk in it. I am with you when you sit, when you stand, when you lie in your bed. I will never leave you nor forsake you, for you are mine. You were bought with a price, for I have loved you. I live in you. Your mortal body has become the temple of my presence, the abode of the Holy One. Your life is hid with my beloved Son. Your life is hid with the Son of my love in me. You are mine. Shut out the distractions of the world, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. For I am your life, the very breath of your soul. I am your way, the only route to my eternal rest. Learn, precious child, to shut yourself into the secret place of your being with me. And for that is my secret place too. There my love will come upon you and overshadow you. There my joy will intercourse with you to strengthen you. There the angel of my presence will encamp around you, and I will give you rest. But how few retire into the inner secret place to commune in intimate fellowship with me. I wait for you at the very core of your being, where spirit joins with spirit in holy union. But how often the distractions of the sense life and the lust of the self life and the arrogance of the pride life, and the lies of the enemies entice, quenches my spirit and grieves my heart. O beloved child, I tell you the truth, for I am the truth. Meditate on all I say. Deliberate on all I do. Contemplate on all I am, and ponder my word. Oh, not to arrive at your own conclusions, nor to articulate on your own imaginings, but to dwell on me, and to absorb that which is mine. For I alone am holy, I alone am the Lord. So be ye holy, for I am holy. Down through the ages, men with quill and pen and paint and pronouncements have been eager to write about me and conclude about my truth. Many have greatly erred. for I do not need man's defence, or man's explanations, or man's excuses. I need man to love me. To love me with all his heart, and all his soul, and mind, and strength. And so, beloved, hear me, talk to me, ponder me, meditate on me, reflect me, know me. In our time alone together, do not speak or contemplate about me. Do not imagine vain things about me. Do not categorize me or theorize about me. But speak with me. Contemplate me. And know me. That I may know Christ.